Congress raised 10 concerns about a new program to screen airline passenger names for possible terrorists. And the Transportation Security Administration has met only one of those concerns. Congressional investigators say it's not clear whether the agency will be able to fix those problems in time for the program to begin in August. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The government's airline passenger screening program has been plagued with problems ever since the 9/11 attacks, and the latest proposal, called Secure Flight, has a way to go before it can meet Congress's demands that it ensure passenger privacy and actually help prevent terrorists from boarding airplanes. That's according to a new report by the Government Accountability Office, the investigative arm of Congress.
I think the GAO has made quite clear today that Secure Flight is really not ready for takeoff.
Tim Sparapani is with the ACLU. He notes that the report identifies several areas where the Transportation Security Administration has yet to make enough progress with Secure Flight for it to be assessed. The GAO says the agency has yet to determine exactly what passenger information it will collect from airlines and exactly how it will compare that information against government watch lists. While the GAO says the transportation agency has drafted a redress process for passengers who think they've been incorrectly identified as potential terrorists, it says it's not clear how any errors will be corrected. TSA spokesman Mark Hatfield says the agency expects to address all these concerns by summer.
This is a good progress report. It shows that we have testing underway. We're very encouraged by the results we've gotten so far and are continuing on a very aggressive timetable.
That timetable calls for the agency to begin using Secure Flight this August for passengers on two yet-to-be-identified airlines. In legislation passed last year, Congress said TSA couldn't move forward with those plans until several requirements are met. The GAO says TSA, while making progress, has only met one, the establishment of an internal oversight board. In a written statement, Minnesota Congressman Martin Szabo, ranking Democrat on the Homeland Security Appropriations Subcommittee, questioned how TSA can meet its August deadline. One big problem is that lawmakers continue to hear from constituents who are mistaken for people on TSA's no-fly list or who are mistakenly put on the list. The ACLU's Sparapani says it's not clear how that will be fixed.
What means passengers who are denied boarding or delayed repeatedly have for finding out how they got on a watch list wrongly in the first place, how they get themselves off the list.
But TSA's Hatfield says the primary purpose of Secure Flight is to limit such problems by shifting passenger screening from the airlines to the government.
The system that we have today is being managed on 70 different computer systems across all of the domestic airlines operating in the United States. And so one of the goals of Secure Flight is to bring that all under a central management system and have TSA actually run the name checks.
But there are also concerns about the government's use of unspecified commercial databases to verify those names, something TSA is still testing. Bruce Schneier, a security systems expert, says the real question is whether the no-fly list makes any sense at all.
It's a list of people who are so dangerous they can't be allowed to fly under any reason, yet so innocent that we can't arrest them, even under the Patriot Act.
He says the money for Secure Flight would be better spent actually investigating those believed to be terrorists before they get to the airport. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.